me.
I had the money, and my granddaughters were the honey. And they had a blast yesterday. Both of them, it's their first fair, right? Oh, hey, we got Mark from the SAC. Why don't you ring him up? You on there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you here?
You bet.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to take some simple pleasures. I mean, yesterday, looking at my flower beds there in my bee ball, and there was four bumblebees working away at it at the same time, so that
Sweet.
Made me happy. yesterday, at I released a monarch that my neighbor had raised because she was had to go to work, so I went over there and picked it up and let it go and you know watched it go flying off, and in a few minutes I got to go release another one. But then there was a monarch feasting on my red coneflower in my garden earlier, a little bit earlier when I had the dog out for a little walk around my yard, and you just got to take simple pleasures in that. I mean, that because there are little points of light, and you know that you know if you look at the night sky, there's billions of stars out there, and they've been shining for billions of years, and the light that falls upon us from them, you know, left there billions of years ago, so the universe spins on. But we just got to take, you know, some comfort in that, and I guess, and, you know, just be hope for the future. I mean, when I saw those four bumblebees working away, I go, oh, that's pretty cool. That would have rather there would have been a, you know, a couple dozen there, but there was four of them, and there's a you got to help with pollinators and just watch for the little points of light, because when I was up north last weekend, I mean, there's all kinds of butterflies all over the place when I was out in the woods, that all the little woodland ones that you don't see as many down here, but, I mean, there is some hope. I mean, that in spite of all the dark things, there is some hope.
Well, I saw eight bumblebees yesterday, and they all had little kids in them and a couple of grandpas like myself. So, yeah, I can appreciate that.
Okay.
It was so much
yep.
fun. It really was. Well, thanks for that. Cause,
yep. No problem.
And I do it every day, too. When you look at the cycle of life for a monarch butterfly or, you know, insects or animals that don't live that long, and you're like, here I am being a selfish old goon. You know, 60 years old. I got, and again, living like it's your last day is perfect, but you want to prepare a little bit better for if you last more than a day than I have. That's all I can say. Or you're not going to have a lot of shiny things when you get old. Maybe not even some golf clubs. You just keep one behind the door, though, right?
Oh, man.
I just can't live in fear the way so many other people do. And it's not that I don't think that it's out there. Well, sure it is, but I'm kind of looking around, you know. I'm not usually so high that I can't figure out what's going on. But I just, if the more you are at comfort with the world, then the more you're going to be, other people are going to be comfortable around you. It's just the way it is. If you're somebody that's afraid of people because their skin is brown and you happen to be walking by them down a street granted, there are people, but, you know, that are up to stuff going down a street any time of day, but it's not usually dictated by what color they are. I've always had to worry about white guys knocking me out in the alley, coming out of a bar, having too much to drink, right? So, really, it's never been that for me. It's always, and you have to understand that racism really is hard to exist unless you have poverty and other social injustice pressures that you can put on groups and individuals so that they snap. I mean, I'm all these guys that are proud to have like a Trump sign still in their yard or the assault rifle on the flag and red, white, and blue everything. And I was pointing them out at the fair. My son and I were laughing. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, Trump guy just won a prize. Turn around, there's the bill of his cap, you know, Trump. Big goon, big strong guys, right? And it's kind of funny that you think that those guys would be, you know, kind of drawn to Trump since he's nothing like that. He's just a fat, lazy oaf that never, you know, he had to use lies to get out of serving in the Vietnam War, like so many other guys did. And that's what, you know, these guys knew because they're from the privileged class that understands what war is all about, right? It's all about, you know, taking resources from somebody is usually what's involved. Land, precious metals, oil. I mean, that's how they justified going to war in the Middle East, you know? We'll pay for it with oil. Except it's not ours. It's like these companies that actually own it. You're not going to be able to take over these companies unless you have become a dictatorship. And we got some dictators in this country. Robin Voss thinks he is. And that reminds me of the, you know, the Republicans just stripping the Evers budget out of the things that probably most essential, you know, expanding health care and education and, of course, legalizing marijuana, because all these things would be beneficial, if not related together, for everybody in Wisconsin, right? The economy, health. There's a lot of good things about, you know, marijuana and the uses of it, aside from the ones that I like. Medicinal marijuana, but the Republicans won't let that happen because they got their, you know, they have their language that they use. Well, that's a backdoor to legalizing recreational. Yeah, it's also, you know, the best way to get revenue for all that recreational that's going to travel through your state, always has and always will, and even some of your legislators use it, and their kids use it. We know that because several Republicans have had their kids in trouble with drugs, but still they won't do anything about the problem. And by legalizing marijuana, we find out in other states that your other problems related to alcohol and harder drugs dissipates, goes down, because marijuana's cool, man. Again, you can't OD on it, but you can enjoy yourself trying to. And I can't think of that with any other substance where you don't run into a problem when you go past a certain limit. With marijuana, at some point, you just go, oh, man, no, I'm good. And it doesn't really take that long. I'm making fun of it, but I'm still alive, and I think maybe it's because of that. I could have chosen some other things. I mean, I went into our Army ROTC basic camp in college. I was kind of gung-ho. I was really competitive with the running and, you know, the athletic part of it where you have to do, you know, they're trying to find leaders, right? So if you do well in one or two areas, but if you do well in more than that, then they start, you know, I didn't realize what was going on. I was getting pressured by some of these first sergeants, real first sergeants, right? Just bawling me out in front of all these other cadets. And I'm just sitting there thinking, oh man, I really wanted to, like, I was looking at his throat. I really was, right? Which is scary. That's not the way I want to live. But I found out later that that was because they were testing me. And I didn't know that until a major said, hey, what they're doing, he says, is you're like the final stage of who they're deciding. So I did get a scholarship for college, but it didn't work out because they don't agree with marijuana. And I think if the military had marijuana use, they'd probably be a much more effective military, much more peaceful. And maybe we could use that, right? Think about it. Seriously. You got like General Tommy Chong leading the invasion into a neighboring country like Wisconsin to legalize marijuana. A different country every day. Next, we'll go into any of these other states that won't legalize. I'm joking, but it's really almost like the reality, isn't it? Don't you think?
Look, I just think there's so many different people that have different viewpoints on it and look at it, you know, have reservations for a different reason. But all of the people, regardless if you have a reservation for the one reason or another, there's a definite positive reason for legalizing. You know, there's the business reason, the tax-based reason, the, like you're saying, societal reason.
We have proof. We have proof. We're watching other states.
Right?
We've seen other nations do it, you know.
Why are we lagging behind?
I know people that use marijuana, and I don't know many of them that think about going out and committing crimes afterwards. Trying to figure out ways to pay for it, maybe.
Makes sense. Yeah,
but
man,
if it was legalized, then they wouldn't even have to worry about that. They'd learn how to grow and see from there. They'd probably learn how to appreciate other horticulture, and then we'd start eating better food. It's all connected, man. It truly is.
I'm with you.
It's more natural than people want to admit, and I'm not saying to be abusive or anything, and I do agree with when you're younger, because I had problems when I was younger, because let's face it, you know, if you're just getting baked, skipping class, and I did that, okay, and I didn't learn anything from that, so I, you know, I could have waited it's not like it caused a lot of damage. I mean, I went to college. I didn't finish, but that wasn't the fault of marijuana. Okay, at that point, it's like, you can't blame it on that. It was faults of my own that I didn't do what I wanted, set out to do. And I still don't regret that because we found out through this show that I don't really care if I have a lot in this world because I'm so wealthy with having grandchildren and children and family and animals and nature and guys like Jason and,
hey, thanks,
and
man.
Everybody that calls and listens. And, you know, we'll do it again next week. It is Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. And this week's program was sponsored by Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Moved to Stoughton and opening real soon, and he's closer to me, so it's easier for him to feed my cats. Thank you very much.
Why not?
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, go Bucks tonight too, man.
You bet, Jason. Oh, go man. Bucks.
Thanks, Pizza Box.
Yep.